Unit 14. Four different people give their views on inflation. Part 1. A young teacher.
How do you see inflation affecting your work as a teacher?
I find myself being more involved in union activities to try to get a higher salary.
I see you need a higher salary now to get the same things that you used to get at a previous salary.
Even though I did get a raise this year, I don't seem to be able to have any more buying power than I had last year.
I see. How did it affect your spending patterns?
My wife and I spend a lot of time clipping coupons, watching for sales. We don't buy new cars. Basically, we live somewhat frugally.
Can you still eat the way that you used to?
Pretty much so. Food is inflated, but not quite as much as housing and transportation costs. We've had to move closer to my school so that we don't have to put as many miles on the car.
How about your personal life? Do you go out as much as you used to?
We really have to budget that kind of activity. Usually we eat out once a month and maybe see a show once a month.
Part 2. A supermarket manager.
Prices just seem to keep going up and up and up for the things that I buy.
Oh, I know. A few years ago, I thought I was doing all right, you know. I was making enough money to get by, and now I'm making, $3,000 more a year, and I'm not getting by at all.
Well. So it's like although your money has increased for dollars, you know, it doesn't make any difference because you can't buy anymore.
Inflation has just skyrocketed.
How does that affect people at your store? Do they buy more or less, or what do they do?
They seem to be buying differently than they used to. People are working at being responsible in their
buying. So they buy different things now. They don't buy luxuries so much.
More often now.
And what do they regard as essentials? I guess that's what they buy now.
Milk and bread.
That's it. Eggs.
Just the staples.
Part 3. An economist.
One of the things we need to do is stop our spending.
Think spending is really a cause there of inflation?
I definitely think it is, and I think we've been used to charging whatever we needed. We're going to have to look at our money
closer. I see. So you really think?
I think we are going to have to analyze what we need to live and maybe live in smaller homes.
Well, are there good effects in the economy from this?
I think these are good effects. I think we've been spoiled. We have a lot in America.
Just get too much for nothing, or for little.
On credit.
Yeah.
And do not live within our means. Therefore, we're going to have to just do with less, and I don't think it'll hurt us a bit.
Part 4. A student.
Well, as a student, I suppose you don't have a great deal of earning power, so inflation must affect you.
It affects me in that my parents aren't able to afford to pay for my tuition, so I have been forced into taking part of my study time to devote to earning as much as I can to help pay for that.
So that kind of cuts into your studies, I suppose.
It does to a certain extent, but I found that with the added pressure of having to earn money, I use my study time more effectively and get more done.
So in that sense, it's kind of a good thing for you.
Yes.
How about your money, though? I mean, for things like entertainment and clothing and necessities?
It doesn't seem as important because the time left for entertainment is limited and there are things at the school that we can do without having to spend money.
I see. So you're learning that you have to kind of buckle down and limit yourself.
Yes.